That's correct. Now, I had a mule called Walker. I could stay him. Why did that mule hear me? I holler at him. He'd turn around and look at me, I'd just do that. Come in and run. Yeah, Mr. Bunny, he was there one day, and mule started running, he got scared. And what's the matter with him? I said, he's coming in. Just worried that mule like him.
That's right.
That's correct. Never hit that mule lick the whole time I kept him 10 years. And if I want to eat a chicken, I just throw one or two yards of corn down there. I had a big, fine Dominic Rusin. Well, I used to drink then. I told her, I said, won't you cook that Rusin? Oh, he got a clothes and might cook him like he is. Then one, I throw 2 yards of corn, that rooster come down, that mule hit that rooster, he killed him dead. I said, you cook him now. A dog come in the path, well, me and my son-in-law was trashing tree. That mule run that dog. All that dog could do, make it under that wire.
You were thrashing what?
Trashing tree. At Mr. Curette, pecan tree. Woo, Lord, trash them trees, 10, 15 barrel a day. Them little trees, them the grassy trees. Get up there, me and that boy. Hey, hon, I'll hide that little tree over. 2 or 3 barrel. They got that little tree right there.
Yeah.
That's all the hunt. But pecan was for nothing at that time. That's just a power. Now you get something from them.
Yeah.
But before they yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You know, an animal, you can mostly, you just, some animals, you just worry they're lacking. You got to take somebody to know them.
Yeah.
I know a fellow by the name of Martin. He didn't know them, but war didn't come up. You didn't know nothing. But my mule was sure. I remember I got sick in the field. This leg. Told her I couldn't go home until my youngest daughter come back there. I told her, go back home and tell Will to come get the wagon and me. I didn't want to leave there. If I'd let that mule, that broke loose, you know, he's a problem. So Will come. No, Mr. Gershon passed there. He hooked up the wagon, put me in the wagon. Well, I come on in. But the Lord took me out. That night, looked like that mule wasn't getting in that window. One of them come put his head in that window. And that's why my son-in-law come down and fed him. Nobody couldn't catch that mule but me. That's right. Anyway, that mule figured to take the highway. I hollered at him, he come back. Gate wide open. You see that big gate at Mr. that down there? I was staying in the last house back young. And I took that mule, sold that mule with Mr. I believe he kept it about 10 years. He said, I wouldn't mind giving you $60 for that mule, but I'm going to be pushing to get that plow. And all, he said, my old mule just won't pull it. I said, I'm giving you something to pull the mule bunny my foot 12 o'clock. He come and said, you know what's the matter with that mule? I said, you hollered at him. He said, yeah. I said, don't holler at that mule. That was a good mule, look God, though, I'm telling you. Or something like that. But you gotta take something, you gotta be cursing, you know, getting out the way, his foot, all this shit.
What was he like? I mean, what kind of...
Red looking mule.
Yeah.
But color?
And I mean, what kind of temper did he have?
Who, that mule?
Yeah.
Woo! Yo, you can't holler at that mule, and when he comes to take the bridle off, you gotta watch what you're doing. And not throw you down. He wouldn't kick you, though.
Spirits that he had.
Yeah, he wouldn't kick you, but I had a black mule, that sucker kicked me. Coming to the front, kill a hog for me. I don't know how many chicken that sucker, old man mule, mean. And, but Walker, you go between his legs, he wouldn't kick you. All he do is tremble. That was a good mule, man dropped dead. That mule belonged to Roger. Roger was the great potato, he dropped dead right down Mr. Curette Place in New Road.
Why? What?
I don't know. He had a heart attack up here. Called him Roger. Fine fella. So when they got through with that crop, the wife sold the mule, sold the wagon, sold everything.